Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Faded Through Time. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Noah.
And we are Faded Through Time, where we talk about history and events that have faded through time while being faded through time. All right, Noah, what do we got going on today?
Well, previously we had talked about the First and Second Crusade, so I wanted to start with Flip. Do you remember anything from that?
I know, like, one of the First Crusades, the Pope was like, hey, guys, we're going to reclaim the Holy Land. Mm-hmm. People were so damn excited about this. Mm-hmm. You know, they were like, all right, let's go right away. Yeah,
they fled before the plans even started. The People's Crusade, that's the predecessor to the First Crusade that jumped the gun.
Bro, we're still in alpha right now. Let's get the beta.
Exactly, but they went way too early. So we have the People's Crusade, they jumped the gun, they left early. We have the First Crusade, they successfully set up the Christian Kingdom of Jerusalem.
For a little while then, too.
And then we get the Second Crusade, where they try to take Damascus, which is another holy city, and the plans fall apart, and they lose Jerusalem in the process. The Kingdom of Jerusalem shrinks, it's a couple cities along the coastline there, but... they've lost Jerusalem, Flip. So I wanted to cut back in with the Battle of Hattin, which is a battle between Saladin and Guy of Lusignan. Flip, does that name ring a bell?
Guy of Lusignan. That does ring a bell. Not entirely sure why.
He's one of the thicks, the history I call crazy.
Oh, yes, yes.
So he's one of the little videos that we post on TikTok. He is the one who is married to Sibylla, gets divorced, and then... in the terms of her agreement, she says, you know what, I want to choose who I get to marry, and he gets remarried to Sibylla. So he's the
one that's king, forced him out,
and then chooses to marry him again. So he's referenced on our TikTok, Flip. So be sure to check those out.
Yes, yes, check out the TikTok.
Saladin crushes Guy of Lusignan. It is a tremendous failure for the Christian Crusaders.
Disappointing.
And in that battle, they are essentially forced to leave Jerusalem behind. They lose Jerusalem to Saladin. Saladin actually treats King Guy fairly nicely in the aftermath of this battle. But his commanders, he did not treat so nicely.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were all largely executed, but King Guy was allowed to return to his kingdom.
After he let all of his people die.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So that's sort of the predecessor. That's what's setting the stage here, Flip. On the news of taking Jerusalem, Pope Urban III has a heart attack, Flip, and I think that's an event that we also know.
Yes, we made a TikTok. The dude had a heart attack, but he might have not actually had a heart attack. They say it's right there, but unfortunate.
He did die around that time of when the city of Jerusalem did fall, but...
They lost Jerusalem.
They lost the holy city.
They lost the holy city.
Imagine being the Pope and thinking that God had turned against you.
Yeah, like, dude, what did I do?
Ugh. Yeah.
Dies.
Absolute pain in the heart
Ripperino.
There. So Flip, we're going to get to the Third Crusade.
Third Crusade.
Gregory VIII is the Pope at this time, and he basically right away is calling for holy war again. We need to take Jerusalem back. It's almost instantly that he's releasing like official statements. We need to get the Holy Land back.
This dude had so much power at the very beginning. Was like, all right, bro, let me utilize it instantly.
He didn't wait. He was like, dude, the last Pope just died from a heart attack of hearing that Jerusalem fell. Mm. We need to get this back. So Flip...
Yeah.
I hinted to you earlier today that I made a mnemonic device, so I want to make sure that we know what that is. It's a little like a rhyme or something that'll keep your memory.
Never eat soggy waffles, north, east, south, and west.
Yeah, so what I've come up with, Flip.
Okay.
There's a game that we like to play, and we've played this on the stream plenty of times, Flip.
Okay.
CK3?
Absolutely. We like CK3.
So CK3, Third Crusade. Okay.
Yeah.
So like number three.
Okay.
How many kings do you think were involved in the Third Crusade, Flip?
Was it three?
Three.
Yeah, makes sense.
There are three holy monarchs that are going to go fight in the Third Crusade. So that's how we'll remember this, Flip. Third Crusade, CK3, there's three kings that are going to go fight in this.
That
and those
sense.
Kings are Richard I, we know him as the Lionheart, Philip II of France, and Frederick I of the Holy Roman Empire. And we're going to start with his story. So Frederick I, Holy Roman Emperor, he's known as Barbarossa, Flynn.
Okay.
What do you think that means?
Barbarossa.
Barbarossa.
He cuts hair. I don't know.
You're on the right track, Flip, with hair.
Yeah.
Barba is the first part, which means hair.
Yeah.
But what's Rosa?
Rosa. Red hair. He's a red hair guy.
Red hair.
Yeah.
It literally means his red beard.
Oh, red beard. Okay.
So he's Frederick I Barbarossa, and he's leading one of the most, like, well-organized. He's planned this out. He has a huge army behind him. The sources vary, as they all do. He leaves with around 15,000 men.
Okay.
And 3,000 of those are, like, super well-trained knights, like, mounted cavalry.
Okay.
They leave from Germany. They go through Hungary, which Hungary gives them safe passage because they're another Catholic nation, so, like,
allies,
you're welcome right through, totally go right past. They get to the Byzantines. Okay, they're approaching the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah.
So remember that they don't call themselves the Byzantines. They call themselves the Roman Empire. Flip, if you were the Roman emperor,
okay,
and in comes an army being led by someone who calls himself the Holy Roman Emperor, how do you think that makes you feel, Flip?
I'm sure it'll make you pretty upset, kind of salty. Like, yeah. No, we have Italy.
That's my name. That's my title. I'm the Roman Emperor. Mm. So there are letters between the two. And the Byzantine emperor at the time only ever refers to him as the King of Germany.
Really?
So, like, there's some tension between the two. They kind of, on a previous agreement, they previously had said that they would allow them through to go on their crusade. They're kind of, like, scurried along. They aren't, like, outright attacked by the Byzantines, but they're bullied into going quickly.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah, like, come on, step up the pace. What we agreed with, I know we're gonna live up to that agreement, but we're getting you through
here. We're not allies in this area. Just go.
Just keep going. You've got bigger business to take care of. They get to a land called Rum. R-U-M.
Rum.
It is ruled by
Rum.
I guess you could call it Rum. But it was pronounced Rum, but it was spelled Rum. R-U-M.
Yeah.
It was ruled by a sultan, like a sultanate, a member of the Seljuk Turks, who were ruling a lot of Persia at the time. This is like an off-branch of the same family.
Okay.
The Seljuks at the time, this off-branch of the family, owned that much of what is now Turkey, that they saw what we call the Byzantines. They were calling themselves the Roman Empire. The huge kingdom of Germany over there was calling themselves the Roman Empire, but they owned this much, so they called themselves Rome. But in Arabic, it's Rum, R-U-M. Okay. So you have the Holy Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, and the Sultanate of Rum all claiming, yeah, we're Rome. So the Holy Roman Emperor has to go through these two nations that are also calling themselves the Roman Empire. He gets to the southern part of Anatolia. He's actually attacked by the Sultanate of Rome because they're Muslims, so they're part of the enemy. They're harassed by them as they go through most of what is modern day Turkey.
Yeah.
They reach the southern border, Flip. And as he's crossing the Salif River, which is now known as the Göksu River.
Okay.
Barbarossa is crossing on his horse. His horse is wading through it. His horse slips.
Oh shit.
Barbarossa falls into the water.
Oh, and he's just...
Barbarossa is drowned.
Damn. He really got organ trailed.
Yeah. 100%.
He really got organ trailed.
That is 1,000% the kind of bullshit that would happen in a game of Oregon Trail. That you would get 95% the way there just to fall and slip and die in a river.
Yeah.
And that's how the crusade ends. The largely German army just kind of goes, there's no leader here for us.
Wow.
And turn around.
Yeah, it's like that's like having your quarterback, like,
having your quarterback go down with an injury and just kind of giving up.
Carted out or something.
Yeah, it's that disheartening, Flip.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, man.
But there's a second part of the Third Crusade.
Yeah, yeah. So people that stayed or something?
Some of them did stay. A lot of them returned home.
Yeah.
But there's, like I said, there's two other kings that are involved here, Flip.
Yeah.
Henry II of England and Philip II actually ended a war that was between the two of them, because we know that England and France love to hate each other.
Yeah.
They end a war between them and actually, in a sign of, like, friendship, take up the cross together.
Wow. It's like the Bloods and the Crypts putting their do-rags together.
Yeah. Imagine an enemy so great that those two gangs unite. Wow. Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
And then Flip, Henry dies a year later.
Wow.
Wow. But then Flip, Henry has a son.
Henry III?
No.
Damn.
Name's Richard. Richard I. And he's young, and he's handsome, and boy is he ambitious, Flip.
Yeah, man.
So Richard, Richard I and Philip II are taking up the cross, and they are going to go to the Holy Land, Flip. And Richard actually lands. We know, here's another TikTok reference we already have. Where does Richard get a lot of his navy from?
He traded a freaking sword and was like, hey guys, this sword I got right here is freaking Excalibur.
This is the legendary sword.
Like
Excalibur,
legit.
Dude.
Like, I didn't just pull this out of my trunk.
I didn't just carve the word Excalibur on it.
Yeah, this is actually Excalibur. These dudes were like, dude,
no fucking way, man. The King of England's gonna give us Excalibur.
Dude, how much you want, bro?
Give me your entire navy.
Our entire navy? But dude, King, it's the legendary sword Excalibur. You don't need these boats.
Throw in one of your family members for a marriage, too.
I like it. Deal. I wanted to get rid of that bitch anyway.
deal. Take her.
Deal. That means you could have the navy and more.
The majority of his ships come from this one deal, Flip. That's fascinating to me that one sword turned into the majority of his
I wonder
navy.
If he ever got shit for that later on.
The Duke of Sicily who took the sword.
Yeah.
That he's like, how do I know if this is real?
Where's the certificate of authenticity?
He's like, dang, I should have asked for that.
Dang it, man.
I was so caught up in the moment meeting the King of England. I
this isn't
him.
Even signed.
This isn't even signed by King Arthur. Dang it, man.
Dang it.
Richard lands in the Holy Land.
Yeah.
He takes the city of Acre, which is huge because Acre is going to be a major Christian stronghold for like the rest of the Crusades.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to spoil the ending, but it is Acre as the last city in the Levant before all of Christianity is removed. Yeah. It's the last stronghold left. So that's a huge victory for Richard. He starts marching towards this major city called Jaffa.
Okay.
Which, huge trade port city, a lot of merchants, there's plenty of gold to get there, Flip. Okay. And on the way, Saladin attacks him. And at the Battle of Arsuf, he is actually victorious again. So Richard is able to take Jaffa. Saladin attacks him again.
Mm.
Forces him out. Richard reclaims the city again.
Mm.
And then holds on to Jaffa. He actually forces Saladin to then sign a treaty, which the Muslims get to keep Jerusalem, but the Christians get to keep the cities that they've already taken, but the Christians get to have pilgrimages to Jerusalem. So, like, they'll allow visitors.
Oh, that's great. What the heck? That's like, man.
That's a pretty good treaty.
Like, we kicked your ass, we can continue going, or we can just totally just...
Yeah, you can own the city, but you gotta at least let us visit.
Yeah.
You gotta at least, like, we wanna see the stuff that's in there.
It's cool, man. I want to see where Jesus is born.
So, Richard obviously had mixed emotions about the results of the crusade. He obviously wanted to take Jerusalem and have more of a crushing defeat for the Muslims. But...
Yeah, think about the people.
A more peaceful option. And obviously, by that point, both armies were tired of fighting. A lot of years put into battle there. But here's one of the big what-ifs, Flip.
Mm.
They sign this treaty. Richard departs back to England.
Okay.
Saladin dies a year later.
Damn.
Just what if? You know, what if Richard just kept going a little bit more? What if he fought on a little bit longer?
What if Saladin didn't die of?
I would have to double check and look that up. I would guess something like disease. Saladin, by that point, is also a middle-aged man. So middle ages, anything can kind of get you at that point.
Probably eat some pork.
No, he would not. Because the Muslims don't do that.
Because you couldn't cook it properly. God dang it. And it's for the religion, I know.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. That or he drank too much. Oh, they can't do that either.
They can't do that either.
Yeah, no. Probably something like a mosquito got him. He got Alexander the Great.
It's always the mosquito, bro.
Every time.
It's always the mosquito. Dude, I think he's poisoned, but let's continue.
Every time. So that's the Third Crusade, Flip. That's kind of how it ends when that treaty signed. Richard returns back home to England.
Damn, so he marched all that way. Well, the first dude, the red-bearded guy, was like, hey, man, let's go do this just for him to slip and fall. Pulled a freaking... Who's the hell that one Superman that fell off the horse's back and died?
He didn't die, Flip. He was paralyzed.
Oh, shit. I thought he died. Oh, well.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either, but he pulled a Superman.
Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, Christopher Reeves.
Is that his name?
It is.
I don't have my phone on me.
It's 100% Christopher Reeves.
Is that him?
Yeah, I think. And then it was Reeves.
My memory fails me sometimes, Flip, but I think I have it right.
He got Christopher Reeves.
I'm looking it up. I'm grabbing my phone. I want to be certain, Flip, because I want to make sure we get that right.
I'm certain it's Christopher Reeves. Yeah.
Yes, I was right. Wait, Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve, eh, whatever.
There's no S on the end.
Christopher Reeve. But yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next
fell off his horse. Same kind of thing there.
And then the next dude came in and was like, hey man, you know, I'm tired, bro. I got harassed by these Byzantine guys. This rum dude.
Yeah, they
There's no rum there. I don't know why I got attacked.
Yeah, we were so excited for all the rum, but yeah, they just kept attacking us. So they all just turned around. But then French and English army that kissed and made up, they united and fought and actually did pretty well with Richard the Lionheart.
Yeah.
And he earns a pretty cool nickname. I mean, the Lionheart, hey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At least it's not like for being known for...
Being a dick?
Yeah.
But he
also, he didn't love being in England. He wanted to be out there in the desert fighting the holy wars.
Didn't he speak a different? He chose to speak a different language too. Or
well, he spoke French.
Yeah, I was gonna say he spoke French even though he was
the English king.
Yeah.
So Flip, we have a little miniature crusade. Flip, there's like a crusade 3.5.
So is this like? Did the Pope say anything about this, or are these just people going out there and doing it?
I'm not sure if there was any official edict. Yeah. At this point, we start to see the word crusade start to spread in terms of what it means. The Third Crusade also has theaters in Spain and, like, Lithuania in...
Theaters.
West of Germany. Meaning different campaigns.
Oh.
Like, you could consider the reconquest of Spain as its own conflict.
Yeah.
Or you could consider it a large holy war against Islam. So that to me is a crusade.
Yeah, it's a holy war, right? Huge holy war.
Mm-hmm. And it's Catholics versus Islam, which is that's the crusades. So like the book that I was reading, it involves all three. It's Holy Warriors: A Modern History of the Crusades by Jonathan Phillips. It included all three theaters in the Third Crusade.
Mm.
I just went over what happened in the Middle East, but all of those conflicts were all, I would say, Pope approved, meaning that if you participated in them, you were expecting to receive penances for that.
Okay.
But Flip, in between the Third and the Fourth Crusade, there's a miniature crusade.
Yes.
It's called the German Crusade.
The Flip. German, okay.
And we're only going to give it a little bit of time here, Flip. You ready?
Mm.
A substantial German army takes the cities of Beirut and Sidon in 1197, but their leader, Henry IV Holy Roman Emperor. So this is a different. This is after Barbarossa, because obviously he just fell in a river.
Yeah.
Henry IV, the Holy Roman Emperor. If I could speak, he dies later that year.
Damn.
It was an advance army, so it was like the first contingent left. They took those two cities. They were expecting the Holy Roman Emperor to follow behind, but something about Holy Roman Emperor is just not making it to the Holy Land. I don't know. It's a pattern.
Maybe they weren't the Romans.
Maybe they really weren't holy. Maybe they really weren't an empire. And maybe they really weren't Roman.
They were just a fanboy.
Yeah. A half-assed sequel, Flip.
Dude, they didn't even have Italy, where it's all started.
They had like, the northern part. They didn't get the southern part,
though. I was going to say, yeah, it's the most important part.
That's where the pizza's from. Yes. That's where the pizza's from, Flip. That's the important part.
That's what we need. Flip. Where Greece is near. Go ahead.
So we have the loss of Jerusalem.
Okay.
They still don't have it yet. The German crusade left. They got two cities, but their leader died, so they had to turn around.
Mm.
Same thing happened with Barbarossa just not too long ago. We get calls for a fourth crusade, so.
Oh.
And I believe at this point it is Innocent III who's the Pope at that time. He's the one calling for the...
Innocent III.
Innocent III, yes. Innocent.
I bet he always got acquitted, man. Come on.
I mean, hey, when you're the Pope, you do what you want. You do as you please.
When you're a Pope, you bone to you croak. Come on.
So, Flip.
Four of them.
So, the fourth crusade. Their first choice of leader. They're at this huge tournament, right? And they're agreeing upon who they want to lead this crusading army they're going to leave in the early 1200s.
Yeah.
Their first choice of leader, Flip, is the handsome, young, ambitious Tybalt of Champagne, Flip. For leaders of crusades, what do you think happened, Flip?
Is he from France, Champagne?
Yes.
Okay.
In terms of leaders of crusades, as of late, what do you think happens to him, Flip?
I think he does pretty good. No, he doesn't.
He dies immediately, Flip.
He dies
1 year later.
Damn.
Illness.
Yeah. Really? Tuberculosis, probably.
Probably.
That was a U.S. thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Probably something more like
smallpox.
Yeah, something pox or plague or some gross dysentery.
Mosquito.
Every time.
It was definitely a mosquito, bro.
Every time. He dies in 1201. They find another leader. His name is Boniface of Montferrat. Mm. So they have the Pope's backing. They go to Venice. They're planning to leave from Venice.
Yeah.
They strike up a deal with the Venetians. This is a large army, mainly of French knights.
Mm.
They're talking with the Venetians. The Venetians agree on a deal with them. The Venetians are basically going to stop their economy for a year. And they're just going to focus on building warships and getting preparations ready for this crusade. They're expecting 33,500 men to show up, Flip. And they build for a year. And they get warships, and they stockpile food, grains, they get everything ready.
Nobody shows up.
12,000 men show up. They were expecting 33,500. 12,000 showed up.
Flip, I'd be kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of pissed off.
You'd be like, where's my money? I spent all this time and wasted all this on getting your boats all ready, and now I've nothing to show for it. They couldn't raise the amount that they needed to pay back the Venetians for this. So they have all these ships, and the Venetians don't really know what to do. At this point, a lot of the French knights turned around, actually.
Yeah, this is dumb. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, so they lost a lot of hope there.
Yeah.
The Venetians actually join in. They want to fight in this crusade when someone joins in and offers to lead them, Flip. Flip, who leads the fourth crusade?
Dude, it gotta be some crazy fucking guy.
It's gotta be some young, handsome, brazen knight.
Yeah, right? But it's Enrico Dandolo.
Enrico Dandolo, the 95-year-old blind man.
Dude, I would listen to every word that man says, because he's blind, he's leading the crusade, he knows exactly where to go, he can see it.
He can envision it.
Yeah, he has vision. Yes. We don't.
he sees the glorious divine in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Enrico Dandolo, who was the leader of Venice, we would call him the Doge, D-O-G-E.
Yeah.
So to make this even more of a meme.
Like the coin, yeah.
The Doge of Venice takes up the cross. He's decided to lead the crusade because they need some noble face in front of them. Because think about the last couple crusades, you've had monarchs leading their men, so there's 100% a reason for the men to fight.
Mm.
They see their leader in front of them taking charge. With this one, they had their guy. He died early. They really didn't know what to do. They signed this contract with the Venetians. No one really showed up. The Venetian leader joined in, even though he's 95 years old and blind. But they leave. They depart from Venice with whatever they have amongst them. It's a mix of French and English and German and a lot of Venetians. And
there's no coordination there.
No, the people are talking different languages. And flip, Enrico Dandolo decides there's this city in the Adriatic, which is the ocean between Italy and Greece.
Okay.
They're sailing. They decide they want to pay back the Venetians first, because if they don't have the money to pay them back, they're not even going to make it the whole way out to Jerusalem. There's no chance.
Mm.
There's a city in what we would say today is Croatia. City along the coastline there. It's called Zara. Zara used to be controlled by Venice. It used to be a Venetian city.
Mm.
Venice has a small trading empire of little port cities all along the Mediterranean.
Mm.
It recently was taken over by the King of Hungary. So they don't control that city anymore, but if they took it back, they could pay back their debts fairly easily there.
Yeah.
One problem, Flip.
Hmm.
Zara is a majority Christian city.
No.
And Hungary, remember earlier, they treated those last crusaders really nicely. They're a Catholic Christian nation themselves. Would crusaders really go attack a Christian nation and a Christian city?
Hell yeah.
100%.
They're in their like swimwear. Right?
Absolutely. They go attack Zara. Yeah, they take Zara. And Flip, how do you think the Pope feels about that?
He probably did not give a shit.
Flip, he didn't like that.
He didn't.
Flip, he didn't like that one bit.
Bro, this is not at all what we talked about.
Flip, we told you. It's like, men, we told you to go to Jerusalem. You went like 300 miles from the city of Venice and took another Christian city. You're calling yourself a crusade? Like, what are you doing?
Dude, same team.
you're doing some friendly fire here, man. Like, that's not good. That's a bad thing. You took a Christian city. The king of Hungary at the time, his dad was a crusader. He fought in the Third Crusade. Like, you turned on your own people there, Flip. Like, that's not a good thing.
Damn.
Pope Innocent III excommunicates the crusaders.
Every single one of them.
All of them, Flip.
Damn.
Even Enrico.
Damn.
To be excommunicated by the Pope is like the harshest punishment that the papacy can give at that time. The Crusaders are like hated by the Pope. Understand that.
Yeah, and then it's a Christian nation where people worship the Pope.
How incredibly weird.
Yeah.
Flip. They take Zara. The Pope hates them. They're lost and confused. They didn't get enough money to pay it back, Flip.
Hmm.
They don't know what they're gonna do. Zara didn't have enough treasure to give. They get some special guests, Flip. They're literally encamped around Zara.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
Dude, they're just sitting there drinking.
They get some friends knocking on their door. opening up the tent, peering inside. Some envoys of Prince Alexius IV Angelos.
Mm.
he's the son of previously deposed Byzantine Emperor Isaac II Angelos. So they're Angelos, father and son there.
Yeah.
Prince Alexius IV offers them a deal. If you put me on the throne of the Byzantine Empire with my father, his father is actually currently blinded and imprisoned. If you put my father and me back on the throne, we'll give you 200,000 silver coins, easily paying off the debts, and we will subjugate the Greek Orthodox Church to the Roman Catholic Church. They were essentially bargaining the religion of the Byzantine Empire, allowing them to essentially become Catholic. I won't say that much. I'll say that they would have at least listened to what the Pope had to say. Imagine, Flip. Think about that for a second. There's this huge schism between the Eastern Orthodox Church and Roman Catholicism. It could have ended if this had played out like the way they wanted it to. It wasn't fated to be that way, but that's the deal that struck. The Crusaders attacked the city of Constantinople. That's why the Fourth Crusade turns, and instead of going towards the Holy Land, they're attacking the capital of the Byzantine Empire in Constantinople. I won't go super in-depth into the strategy of how they actually managed to take over the city. Didn't we have another TikTok about that, where they just left the fucking door open?
There was a door that they left open, and they all just went in.
There's some reports that say it was a door. There's certainly... remember reading that there was an aspect about having to wait for the right weather. They needed their sailboats to go right up next to the city, and they needed the wind to be going, like, the right direction.
Yeah.
So they had to wait a couple days for that to be, like, the right time. They take the city. The emperor at the time, I'm going to try to make this as non-confusing as possible, he's Alexius III.
Okay.
So... Alexius III has a brother who's Isaac, and Isaac has a son named Alexius. So that's the family tree, and that's why this father-son duo is trying to get the crown back from the brother, okay?
Yeah.
So Alexius III, he flees the city, Flip. But Flip...
He just dipped.
He takes all the gold, all the gems. He takes as much as he can with him, Flip.
Smart.
Flees into modern-day Turkey. He flees further inland. They put Alexius IV on the throne. They succeed. There's a brief period of time where they're co-emperors. Remember I said the blinded father and the son? The father dies shortly after, probably of natural causes, because being blinded back then is not good for the health.
Yeah, yeah.
But Alexius IV can't really pay the debts back.
Because they took all the gold.
Because the previous emperor fled with everything.
So just sold the damn throne.
So he can't pay that back. They're working on getting at least the subjugation, like, hey, we'll listen to the Roman Church. Alexius IV gets overthrown basically immediately by... It's a different Alexius. We're going to call him Doukas because he's Alexius Doukas.
Okay.
So Doukas overthrows him. Doukas says, hey, I didn't agree to anything. The Crusaders now have nothing.
Damn.
They have no money. The deal didn't go down the way they wanted it to. The emperor that they put on the throne has been removed. Doukas has Alexius IV strangled.
Strangled?
So yeah, that line is done. So that family tree, like the claim that they had, that's extinguished. What do the Crusaders do? What can they do? There's nothing left for them to do, Flip. In a fit of rage, April 13th, 1204, the Crusaders sack the city of Constantinople.
Just because.
They take everything.
Damn.
They rip open the tombs. They take the statues. They take everything they can, Flip. It is violent. It is reminiscent of what the Crusaders would have done in the Middle East if they had gone the whole way out there.
Mm.
But imagine all of that happening to Christian people. Like, this is one of the worst moments in terms of crusading history, because this was done kind of to their own.
Yeah.
The Crusaders take the city. They take over.
Damn.
The
excommunicated Crusaders.
The Pope hated Crusaders. The Croatian city attackers, the Constantinople sackers, take over Constantinople, and they set up something called the Latin Empire. They create their own little miniature empire for a little bit.
Can you restore that in CK3?
If you do, like, the more bookmarks, you can actually start as the Latin Empire in 1204.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a way in CK3, in, like, the base game, to have a crusade go so incredibly bad as to turn and attack Constantinople. Because you can redirect the war in the game, but it has to be against a hostile
enemy.
A hostile religion.
Fair enough.
So I don't know if there's ever a point that Catholicism and...
Maybe we'll have to look up the empires and see if Latin Empire is a thing.
You can do it in the more bookmarks, though, but not in, like, in 1066 day. But in that division of the empire, the Ducas, he takes over what is left of, like, Turkey's Byzantine Empire, what's left over there. The Venetians and the French partition out a lot of the Roman Empire. This is where we get Enrico Dandolo getting the title Lord of Three-Eighths of the Roman Empire, because that's how much he gets of the land. So that's where we get the origin of Venice being in control of Crete.
Mm.
There's a lot of other Greek cities that they get to be in control of. They select Baldwin of Flanders to be the first Latin emperor.
Flanders.
Yes. It's a Belgium. So it's a Belgian dude that they're basically putting on the throne.
Okay.
Imagine living in Constantinople at the time.
Be
like
so
being
confused.
A Greek dude just chilling there, and then now you suddenly have this, like, French-speaking king on the throne of Constantinople. What a culture shock that would have been. And there's actually, I think it's, like, Francatoria, which is a mixed culture of French-Greek that occurred at that time.
Okay.
So, Flip, imagine trying to live at that time in that city.
I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, what the hell? I'm leaving.
Yeah, if you survived the sack there, I think you'd probably just take off. Flip.
Yeah.
And that's truly, a lot of historians mark that as the beginning of the end for...
The Crusades.
For the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah.
And then also, historians think that that's probably the most ill-fated of the Crusades. It was doomed from the start, Flip. As soon as they showed up with 12,000 men, that sank their
prospects
immediately.
And they didn't even go where they were supposed to go.
They attacked a Christian city and then attacked the...
Another Christian city.
The largest Christian city.
Yeah. Being excommunicated.
Excommunicated by the Pope. Flip, there's a little more success to come. But... That's where we're going to leave off with the Fourth Crusade. They've taken over Constantinople. Jerusalem is still in the hands of the Arabs.
Mm.
But there are a few more Crusader kings still sitting out there waiting to try their best to reclaim it. Remember that actually during all of this, King of Jerusalem still is a title?
Yeah.
Like, the Christian-owned cities along the, like, Jaffa and Acre and all that. You still have a king of Jerusalem.
Mm.
They just don't have the city of Jerusalem.
Okay.
So, like, it's a title name. It's really just, imagine they were just saying the king of, I'll call them the colonies so that we get a really good image in our mind. King of the land held over there.
So, like, after these people, you know, Richard the First made this agreement between Jerusalem or you know, the Islams and the Catholics.
Mm.
Like, hey, we can still visit this place, right?
Yeah.
So after the Fourth Crusade was launched, did anybody hear about it? And they just stopped letting them do it now and be like, hey, bros, like, you just tried to attack us again. We're not gonna fucking let you do this anymore.
I believe that there's a specific point where the treaty ends, and then that triggers
the crusade,
the fifth one.
Oh, the fifth.
So that's where that's gonna come into play.
Mm.
The fourth crusade was really a bunch of crusaders who were alive at that time that really wanted to go again.
Yeah.
That the plans just fell through, and like I said, it's that debt. It's the amount of debt that they racked up so early that they just couldn't pay off. And then they took a shady deal with a former deposed Byzantine emperor's son to put him back on the throne, and then he couldn't pay the money back.
And the fucking French left.
And the French halfway through were like, yeah, now we're done.
No, we're done. This is just stupid. No, I'm not going to be a part of this.
And the number of Holy Roman emperors that died trying to go crusading. If I had a nickel for every time flip, I'd have two. Which isn't a lot.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it happened twice.
That is very weird.
It's weird that it's back-to-back Holy Roman emperors.
Yeah.
Dying, like, on the way or right before leaving, as opposed to dying in the Holy Land.
Is that a correlation or a causation?
It's like, it's like the Tampa Bay Lightning flip. I don't know if it's a dynasty, but they definitely went back-to-back.
Okay.
the Tampa Bay Lightning won back-to-back Stanley Cup.
Oh, I don't.
Championship.
I do not watch NHL.
I
don't get that.
I don't think there's any good.
Giants? Back. I don't know. Giants in a short period of time? They beat Brady twice.
No, but it has to be like back-to-back successive years because it was truly back-to-back Kings.
Oh, the Nuggets with.
No, the Rockets, Jokic. Right in the middle of the Rockets, right in the middle of all of those Chicago Bulls rings.
Oh yeah,
those two by the Rockets, right in the middle.
Because MJ wasn't there. Yeah. MJ got off for gambling.
And Olajuwon got to take the throne for a little bit.
That's what he deserved it.
So yeah, definitely back to back. I don't know if you'd call it a dynasty, but
it's there.
It's a shame.
What a shame.
Those are both good what ifs in terms of the Crusades. There.
Oh, what ifs? Okay, yeah.
Because if either of those Holy Roman Emperors survive, those Crusades would have kept going on longer because they would have had their leader there.
Or if the guy didn't fucking fall.
That's all it would have taken, man. Barbarossa just, I don't know, rode his horse a little to the left, a little to the right.
A little longer.
Crossed at a different point in the river.
Had a better horse. I don't know.
Rode a different horse.
Yeah.
Practiced swimming.
That'd be a good start, yeah. Maybe all of his armor.
Yeah. That I don't know if he was like knocked unconscious and then drowned underwater.
Nobody went and grabbed him.
I don't know. I don't know how deep of a river it is.
People just saw him fall. They're like, "Fuck, man!"
Like, dang, dude. They see him just like bobbing up. Help! Help! Well, I would go after him, but I don't want to get my armor wet.
I can't swim. Alright, thank you to everybody who checked out the video.
And it just really like means that crusade, we're going to end it here.
Yes. Don't forget to check out Puff and Drinkware. Use code FADEDTHROUGHTIME, that's FADEDTHRUTIME, to get 15% off your next order. Make sure you check out the TikTok, the YouTube, the Twitch, the Discord, all those wonderful, wonderful links.
I don't think I have Lincoln Thebeo here to end it off.
We don't have Lincoln Thebeo.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
We'll end it off as we normally do. Flip, I will tell the good people, if you're looking to find a good link, one that you could click on anytime that you want to.
Anytime.
Want to know where all those links are, Flip?
Any of them.
All you got to do is look in the bio.
The bio.
The link is in the bio.
The link is in your bio. All right, guys. Thank you again for checking out the podcast, and we'll catch you next time
on Faded Through Time.